Welcome back. Well, in recent weeks, the rights and concerns of transgender Americans have been the subject of much discussion in this country. Here in our own area, controversy over access to transgender public school bathrooms is just one example. Now, a free workshop is coming up here in Jacksonville next week, looking at the breadth of identities that are associated with trans and gender nonconforming communities. There's a lot to discuss, everything from legal and policy issues, healthcare access, and more. We're pleased to welcome on the line right now Willie Wilkinson, an LGBTQ policy expert. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. And in studio, Deanna Iovino, a clinical counselor. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
They will be leading a workshop coming up Monday on the UNF campus. It's called Providing Equal Access for Transgender and Gender Nonconforming Populations. Willie, let's begin with you. This is a discussion topic that for many Americans is quite new. You, though, are a policy expert in this matter. So given that there's been so much discussion in our own community over access to school bathrooms and more, what are your hopes for people attending this conference, what they'll be able to learn?
Well, I think everything from understanding more about who we're talking about when we talk about this population and the impact of multiple forms of discrimination, and how to look at, you know, providing services so that everyone can participate comfortably, so that, you know, it's equal access for transgender and gender nonconforming individuals, as well as people who aren't transgender, and looking at creating policies, procedures, and systems, and positive interactions with folks.
Right. And Deanna, this is an opportunity for everyone from nurses to attorneys, social workers, anybody who might need to know about these legal issues and these workplace issues.
Yes, any service providers that work with the transgender population.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit about how this will be broken down. And this is coming up Monday on the UNF campus.
It will. There will be a resource fair there with multiple organizations who work with the transgender community, and they'll be it will be from 8 to 9 and then from 1:15 to 2:15. The actual training is from 9 to 1:15.
And Willie, what's the training encompass?
Well, first of all, we'll talk about the various terms, identities, and concepts associated with this population, how to show respect, what's helpful to keep in mind in the interaction, and looking at systemic barriers, health disparities, healthcare access issues, legal issues that impact this population, and how to create trans-affirming systems.
And let's define that. Deanna, what's a trans-affirming system?
I'll let Willie answer that.
Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm sorry if I'm using language that's not as accessible.
That's okay.
Well, I guess a lot of times people feel that when they're working with a client population and they're presented with a transgender individual, a lot of times people aren't prepared they're not sure how should they handle it. So, for instance, in terms of gender-specific settings, which is, you know, currently something I think that is challenging for the general public to understand, you know, how should we accommodate or how should we work with an individual who might be different in terms of their gender? And in terms of, creating a non-discriminatory environment, it's really about allowing someone to participate in accordance with how they identify their gender, which might be different from the sex that they were assigned at birth. And so, you know, looking at, well, if somebody is a male-to-female individual or a female-to-male individual, you know, this is the gender that they identify with, then they should go to the support group, for instance, that is for that gender. And it's really about understanding that this is how somebody identifies and this is how, you know, their right to receive services in accordance with how they identify. Does that make sense?
Sure. And, you know, there's still so much confusion and outright fear about these issues and why people might embark on a journey of transitioning. Will you address some of those fears and misconceptions?
Absolutely. That's where training can be so helpful, because it's an opportunity to ask burning questions and to really engage in discussion. And, you know, they give people an opportunity to talk about those fears and concerns.
So people can come to this workshop to learn, to ask questions, and perhaps as well express disagreement. This is a big social change, and it's frightening for many people.
Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. We have many service providers I work with who want to help this population. They just don't know how.
They don't know how.
Right.
And so what are some best practices for doing that, Willie? Because this is a new arena for Americans of many stripes right now.
I think the first piece is understanding that trans people are human beings that deserve equal rights like everybody else. And I think sometimes that part gets lost in these conversations that we're currently having. People are afraid. And, you know, for instance, you know, the whole bathroom issue, people are worried, but there's actually been no incidents where somebody's been hurt in the bathroom because a transgender person, you know, is just doing what everyone else does in the bathroom. You know, so those kinds of things. So in terms of best practices, we're really looking at, you know, understanding the population, understanding how to respectful in, interactions, you know, how to provide, you know, equal access basically by just treating everybody the same, but also really handling it on a case-by-case basis when you have a transgender individual or gender nonconforming individual. You know, basically, you know, given that transgender folks are have the right to receive services in accordance with their gender identity, then looking at, well, how can we do that in terms of our facility? You know, what are the types of interactions that people are doing in, for instance, residential accommodations or gender-specific settings? You know, do people need to take a look at their mission statement and reevaluate it? You know, how do we collect data on this population? What questions do we ask? You know, so those are some of the issues that come up systemically for folks.
All right. With all of that said, this is a free workshop. It's coming at Monday, May 23rd, kicking off at 9 a.m. at the UNF Student Union Ballroom, providing equal access for transgender and gender nonconforming populations. Willie Wilkinson, Deanna Iovino, both leading this on Monday on the campus, and we thank you so much for giving us this preview. Thanks for being here.